You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back. How are you?
Good morning.
I had you on my calendars out today.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm back.
So what a pleasant surprise that you showed up.
Not that we're disappointed. I just don't know where I got that from. We weren't sure. Well,
yeah,
welcome
I didn't
back.
Think you were
Thank
either.
You.
I was like, I think he's coming in. I don't know.
Yeah. How was Florida?
Florida's very nice. Weather was beautiful.
Perfect.
We didn't do much except sit at the beach, go to the pool, go for a bike ride.
That's plenty.
Eat some nice food.
Smell that ocean air. Yeah.
Sandwiches from Publix.
We had a pub sub.
Sweet.
I used to love Publix. That's where I would get all of my sandwich
Human
platters.
Sandwich. I know. They're the best.
I was telling you guys, when we go to Anna Maria Island, there's always like a thread on Facebook that's like, where can I get the best key lime pie? And they always say Publix.
Publix.
I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Is it really that good?
Yeah. It is.
We were out riding our bikes. They have all these little bike trails along the water. And we were like, we should get some lunch and sit out here by the boats. And that's where we went and got a sandwich.
I know. Nice. I hit the button, Jeff. I don't know what's flashing
I'm
over
rebuilding.
There. I did something.
What Sorry, did we miss Jeff. Around here? Did anyone guess the secret sound yet?
No, but I was telling Jeff, I don't really know exactly what it is. So I don't know what they're looking for, but I'm feeling like last week on Friday, we were on fire and then hot and then all over. So I think today is, with today's clue, is really going to start giving some feels.
Going to get it there.
So if you don't know what it is, does that mean we can eliminate you from the guesses?
I don't know. I never know exactly what they're looking for, even if I am a part of it.
I know. See, she's really good at being sneaky when it comes to this. She's good at like pretending she's
not.
I am not doing anything with anyone.
You wouldn't outright lie.
Not over there being coy, are you?
If you go to WKRQ.com. And you look at all of the guesses and all of the stuff. Friday at 1:40, we were on fire. And then we went to hot. So, like, look at the stuff.
And tune into our Facebook Live video here in about 5 minutes on the Q102 Facebook page. Because Jeff usually
gives the clue
ahead of time.
And I will have another clue.
Yeah. I mean, so you could win 3 G's today, people. Let's go.
3 G's, $3,000. We got that. Plus, Beyonce arrived late to the Grammys. And broke the record. We'll have the story. Arnold Schwarzenegger ran over a bicyclist. And Armie Hammer finally breaking his silence about the allegations against him. First E! News of the day is straight ahead next. But first, check the roads. We got Denise here now with your latest Q102 traffic.
Have you tried Factor meals yet? They are so good. Hey, this is Tim. And Factor makes it real easy to eat stress-free this spring with their delicious ready-to-eat meals. These are always fresh, never frozen meals. And you can tell they've been made by a chef because they are some of the best microwave meals I've ever had. Ready to eat in just 2 minutes. And you can choose from like a weekly menu of over 35 options. They have calorie smart stuff, keto, protein plus. Every single one of them has been so good. No prepping, no cooking. They just show up on your porch, put them in the fridge, and then you got stuff throughout the week. Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals. Like, they really are so good. Head to factormeals.com/JJPod50 and use code JJPod50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code JJPod50 at factormeals.com/JJPod50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Beyonce. So she made it through traffic in time to accept a historic Grammy Award. Coming into the Grammys last night, Beyonce had won 28 Grammys in her career. That was good enough for second on the all-time list. She had 9 nominations this year and poised, obviously, to potentially take over the number one spot. So Sir George Solti had the most with 31. Mm. He was a Hungarian-British conductor, and he died back in 1997. So his total is set. She needed 4 to pass him, and she got him. She won 2 awards early, which weren't televised. Then early in the broadcast, her song Cuff It won Best R&B Song to enter a tie for first place. But she wasn't anywhere to be found.
That was kind of a confusing moment, too, because the 2 guys that, like, wrote or produced or whatever were up there, and they were, like, talking. And then Trevor Noah comes on and says, like, oh, she'll be here in a minute.
Yeah.
And then they kept stalling, and then they were like, all right, she's not coming.
Yeah, she's not going to quite make it. She was stuck in traffic at that point. He said, the upside of hosting the Grammys in L.A. is that everybody can be here. Downside is in LA, it's the traffic.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep. So later in the show, Beyonce won Best Dance Electronic Album for Renaissance, beating the record. And she was there then, and she was clearly thrilled when she went up to accept the award.
Let's listen to a little bit of that. That's funny. My screen just went crazy on me right as I was about to hit it.
Careful.
It's like somebody's messing with my teleprompter.
I'm trying not to be too emotional. And I'm trying to just receive this night. I want to thank God for protecting me, for my parents, my father, my mother, for loving me and pushing me. I'd like to thank my beautiful husband, my beautiful 3 children who are at home watching. I'd like to thank the queer community for your love and for inventing this genre. God bless you. Thank you so much to the Grammys. Thank you.
But she did not win the biggest award of the night.
Oh.
Harry Styles done stole it from her. He won Album of the Year for Harry's House.
Hmm.
Yeah, he gave a pretty subdued speech. He said, it's important for us to remember that there is no such thing as best in music.
It's all very subjective.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was fun, though, too, when they gave that award away because they had, like, I don't know, 10 nominees or something ridiculous like that. They had a fan from each person up on stage. And then this older woman, I think from Canada, got to announce that Harry was the winner. And he came up and he just grabbed her and hugged her for, like, I don't even know, a minute. It was such a cool moment.
Well, there are some of the other highlights, a very long in memoriam tribute. Pretty well done, though, everyone is saying this morning. Several mini performances, including Quavo from Migos doing Without You to pay tribute to Takeoff, who was shot and killed in November. Sheryl Crow teamed up with Mick Fleetwood and Bonnie Raitt to honor the late Christine McVie of Fleetwood Mac.
They sang Songbird, which will just tear you up, man.
Fans always, get really upset about those who are left out. So this year they're upset over Aaron Carter. But that's it. That's like the only one that people are really. People magazine claims Aaron was listed in the physical copy of the Grammys program, though. But some viewers thought the Grammys omitted Taylor Hawkins from the Foo Fighters. But he made the tribute last year.
Oh, right.
So, yeah. Hmm. As promised, the Grammys paid tribute to the 50th anniversary of hip hop. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Part celebration, part mashup, part party.
It was cool. I love seeing LL Cool J come back out and Run DMC. Just nice to see him. Missy Elliott.
Salt and Pepper.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Queen Latifah. So, yeah. Some viewers very surprised when Bonnie Raitt won Song of the Year for Just Like That. And even she was shocked. If anybody else at the Grammys was surprised, they rolled with it. But that isn't always the case. You remember the sore loser of the year last night went to Chris Brown. Didn't happen during the broadcast, but he lost to Robert Glasper in the Best R&B Album category. And he responded by going on a social media rant asking, who the F is Richard Glasper?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Good question. Funny. Lots of good speeches. Beyonce, Lizzo, Adele, Sam Smith giving his moment to Kim Petras.
Lizzo's was really great.
Yeah. I look around and there's all these.
And by the way, I should mention Lizzo won Record of the Year Grammy for About Damn Time.
Look around and there's all these songs that are about loving our bodies and feeling comfortable in our skin. And I'm just so proud to be a part of it, because in a world where there's a lot of darkness, I'd like to believe that not only can people do good, but we just are good. And anybody at home who feels misunderstood or on the outside looking in like I did, just stay true to yourself, because I promise you, you will find people, you will attract people in your life who believe in you and support you.
Very nice.
Yeah.
It really felt like just a big love fest all the way around.
Even when Madonna was up there?
Well, she just is one of those people that's moody all the time.
Yeah, she did a slightly obnoxious intro of Sam Smith and Kim Petras, and clearly the crowd just was not reacting the way Madonna wanted. Here is part of her drawn-out intro.
Are you ready for a little controversy? Come on, people, let's make some noise. Y'all are going to sleep over here. So, here's what I've learned after 4 decades in music.
And then I was like, oh, wait, that's Madonna. I didn't recognize her at first when she came out. I'm like, oh, my God.
Call you shocking, scandalous, troublesome, problematic, provocative, or dangerous. You are definitely onto something. That's where you make noise. Thank you.
She's all annoyed.
Excuse me, it's time to clap.
Well, you got to keep in mind, you know, she's used to the way MTV used to produce those Grammys, like with fake fans in front of the stage cheering for everything. That's how it used to be in those days. I don't know that berating an audience with y'all are going to sleep over here is the right way to begin something on stage. But earlier they were all on their feet dancing to Stevie Wonder and Chris Stapleton. I mean, they really were a great crowd. They were celebrating Berry Gordy, Smokey Robinson, and Motown. And Stevie Wonder did a medley. And at one point, Smokey sang Tears of a Clown. Sounds the same today as he did. You know, but he was like mixing it up a little bit. But, oh, my God. I mean, just hearing them. I mean, they were doing it live. Chris Stapleton's up there. Joining Stevie Wonder. So good. That was a fun moment. Everybody was up, you know? Everybody was into it. Except Ben Affleck looked bored.
But he always looks bored.
Yeah, he looks annoyed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Was he with J-Lo?
Of course.
Was she dancing?
Oh, she was having a great time, yeah.
Thought she would have given him the look.
Have fun, babe.
I don't know. He was kind of standing sort of behind her as they were facing the stage.
Gotcha.
All of their pictures they have together are perfectly posed, though. The two of them.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
She just looks like so in love, and he's just like blazed over.
He's just stoned.
About nothing. I'm serious.
Yeah.
He looks really like stoner. What was that movie that he was in back in the day where he played a stoner? He looked like that.
Yeah. So anyway, Yeah, no Jackass moments that I can really come up with or think of during the Grammys last night. Everybody was pretty well behaved.
I think Madonna was the only one.
Yeah.
That was kind of a little bit off.
Okay, we got a story here involving Arnold Schwarzenegger and a traffic accident that went down yesterday. He actually crashed into a woman riding a bike, but it was not Arnold's fault because she swerved into his lane to make a left turn. And luckily, he was not going fast at all. The bicyclist ended up colliding with him as a result of that turn. She was transported to the hospital. She's going to be okay. Her bike's going to be okay, too. And Arnold actually took her bike to a local bike shop to get it fixed, which I thought was above and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
Law enforcement sources said Arnold is in the clear and no crime was committed.
All right. Lucky for him.
Yes.
So Armie Hammer has addressed the sexual abuse allegations against him for the very first time. Doesn't this feel like this happened forever ago? And he's just been really, really quiet for a very, very long time.
He just now decided to answer the charges.
Just now wants to say something about it. He says that they put him in a very dark place. In an interview with Airmail, he said, "I just walked out into the ocean and swam out as far as I could and hoped that either I drowned or was hit by a boat or eaten by a shark. Then I realized that my kids were still on shore and that I couldn't do that to my kids." Now, elsewhere in the interview, he mentions that some of his interest in the more, you know,
BDSM
world? Yeah, I mean, can we say BDSM? Sure.
Yeah.
It was caused by child sexual abuse when he was 13. He also said that he takes accountability for using people and treating them poorly. Claims that he is now a happier and more balanced person now since going to rehab back in 2021. And he's working as a sober companion for a recovering addict right now.
Wow. Okay. Well, we're going to take a break here. We got a bunch of other stuff we're going to get you caught up on as well as Faker for Real.
Yes, I'm pulling up the prize now. It looks like we have four tickets to go to Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live.
Wow.
The Hot Wheels Monster Truck Show.
Is it on Sunday?
Sunday.
It is. It's a Saturday, actually. Oh,
Saturday.
But listen to this. It's a glow party.
Nice.
That's cool.
All right. That's all straight ahead. First, Denise Johnson standing by here with your latest traffic.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.